our feelings, above our emotions. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." We walk by faith, not by sight. Now, today you are going to get into the meat of the word. It's not milk today. We are not infants anymore. There are pastors and leaders. We are going to get into the very meat of the word. And also, we are going to get into some subjects that a lot of people are uncomfortable talking, like election. I'm going to see why it is important. And we are going to talk about regeneration, effectual call, sovereignty of God. These are subjects that a lot of people want to evade because they are a little bit uncomfortable. Maybe they don't have much knowledge. But we want to get into deep into those subjects. Now, Christian doctrine is very, very important. When Christian doctrine is neglected and forsaken, what is remained? When you neglect Christian doctrine, what remains in you? It's your feelings and emotions. That's it. Because once Christian doctrine is forsaken, what is left is emotions and feelings. And I heard a pastor who was going to preach in a church who was very popular. And the guest speaker was saying that this pastor is going to pump you up. Pumping now you up is all emotions. I did not come to make your ears itchy. I came to preach to your soul. That was said by George Wicket. So, many church services are designed to pump people up, and they neglect sound doctrine. There is conviction of sin is neglected. So, where is the true biblical faith? The pride of man is the center of feelings and emotion. When the word of God is preached, the pride of man will be humbled. And we are living in societies today, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. We don't want to offend anybody. You know, on the other hand, God's word says, open rebuke is better than hidden love. Did Jesus come to save from your feelings? Did Jesus come to save a problem in the job? Or problem, financial problems? Marriage problems? Or, you know, you have other kinds of problems? Or did Jesus come to save from sin? Jesus came to save us from sin. Remember, God told the Israelites to make a brazen serpent. Remember, God told Moses to make a brazen serpent in the wilderness. And whoever who has bitten by the serpents, other serpents, if they look to the brazen serpent, they will not die. In the same way, we need to be bitten. Conviction of the sins has to be there first before we look to Christ. If we are not bitten, we will not look to Christ. We will look, there is another Jesus, another gospel. So, it's so important that we need to be convicted. You know, and that's the time we look to Christ. So faith, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. God told Abraham, Sarah will bear a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant, an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Abraham did not trust in his feelings. But whenever he trusted in his feelings, he got into trouble. Remember, he went to Hagar. And what a mess today. The Arab nation has come from Hagar, from Ishmael. Even God told Abraham to take his only beloved son and sacrifice him on the cross, on Mount Moriah. Abraham did not go according to his feelings. Remember, when Joseph was tempted by Potiphar's wife, and Joseph was all by himself in a foreign country in Egypt. He didn't have his family, he didn't have the Bible, he didn't have Christian friends, all by himself. And he was sexually tempted by a woman where there's nobody in the place, only she and Joseph. Yet, Joseph did not trust in his feelings and emotions. If he did, he would have been in trouble. But he said, how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? So brothers and sisters, we need to see sin vertically, this way, not this way. If you see this way, you will see I'm better than next person. If you see this way, you will say, I'm not that bad, I'm better than that person. That person is a sinner, this person is bad, but I'm a little better. But if you see this way, vertically, you will see what a wretched, pitiful, miserable sinner you are. Remember, when Eve was tempted, Adam and Eve was tempted in the garden of paradise by Satan, she went according to her feelings. Because if they went according to the word of God, they would have sinned. Because God told, if you eat of it, you shall surely die. Again, it was her feelings, her emotions that got into the flesh. And any Satan can speak to our flesh, to our feelings. It's very easy to get into that. That's why it's so important that we need to get into the word of God. Pulos a Dios o importante caio. That's the first sentence I learned in this ayah. I still remember that. God called Moses to lead the children of Israel when they were under the bondage of Pharaoh. And they had to go through the wilderness. There was a lot of hardship and sufferings. But remember, Moses was raised in a palace, an adopted son of Pharaoh. He could have enjoyed the pleasures of all the luxury and all the riches, but he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God because he did not go according to feelings. Let me ask you a question. If there's an opportunity for you to become rich as a pastor, money is all on one, this time. I'm sorry. Then there's another opportunity for you to do the missionary work or evangelism, which is going to be very difficult in a very poor area. Which way would you go? There's a lot of feelings from this side. Then you, Satan can come and tell you, well, you know what? First go this way and you can get a lot of money and save money. After when everything is finished, you can go that way. First seek the kingdom of God. Your feelings, it's not your feeling. That's exactly what Moses did. And we need to take examples of this. And Apostle Paul said, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, Romans 1:5. So just imagine Paul's ministry
about Apostle Paul, the hardships he went through.
He was without food, he was shipwrecked, he was stoned. And in all these things, he was faithful to the ministry. And he said in 2 Timothy 4:7, at the end of his ministry, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up a crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Paul told Timothy to keep the fight. How about you? We are all to fight the good fight. Amen. The church on this earth is called church militant. The church in heaven is called church triumphant. You cannot be triumphant unless you are militant first. Militant means we are fighting a battle every single day. Satan's arrows are coming, especially if you're a pastor. If the Satan can get down the pastor, the whole church can go astray. So, hold fast to the sound words Apostle Paul told Timothy that you have heard. And there are so much temptation. And Jude said, earnestly contend for the faith. So, the word of God is not easy when you are pastors, leaders, to abide in the word of God and to, you know, the take the sheep, you know, we got to take them in our bosom and carry them, protect them, and lead them into green pastures. It is not easy because there's a real devil there. There's a real world there. Our flesh is the other enemy, very, very weak. Now, so I just want to let you know, this is so important for us to understand that we need to get into the Word of God. And sometimes, the Old Testament, just think about it. What was the function of an Old Testament prophet? The function of the Old Testament prophet is to declare the will of God to the people. Not his will, not his feelings. That's why you see in the book of Hebrews that they were stoned, sawn asunder, they were persecuted. Because they told the will of God to the people, not their feelings or emotions. That's exactly what the pastor should tell. A lot of times, many churches will tell, many pastors will tell the people what they like to hear. You know what I like to hear? In my carnal flesh, I like to hear fleshly things. That's the fallen nature of man. That's not what we should be giving. We should be able to, just like the Old Testament prophet, we should be able to tell the will of God, the revealed will of God, that is the Word of God. Remember Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet in Judah. Just before he came to his book, when Jeremiah was preaching in Judah, Israel was already taken captive by the Assyrians. But Jeremiah preached in Judah that the judgment is going to come. Nobody believed. But all the prophets were preaching, peace is going to come. And everybody flocked around the false prophets. Jeremiah, nobody believed. At the end, they dug a pit and put Jeremiah in the pit because they didn't want to hear the will of God. Because people thought that they are living in Judah, nobody can come to Judah, no other foreign nation can conquer. But what happened? Nebuchadnezzar came and conquered and destroyed Judah. And the result of that, it was what? Lamentations. You know the word lamentation means? Yeah, Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet. He's weeping for what happened. Because nobody listened to Jeremiah. people don't like, you know, people doesn't like to hear the bitter side of the gospel. The gospel is called the good news. There is no good news first unless you know the bad news first. First comes the bad news. Bad news is God's wrath is going to come. That is civil war. Then you come to know the good news, why Jesus Christ came to save sinners. Alright, we are going to take a little break. And I went a little bit, few minutes over. And you got people there, you can get up and take a, you know, little break. And then we will go to our other subjects. We will be providing lunch for everybody and snacks until the end of the day.